I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Russian authorities said Wednesday a suspect has been detained in the assassination of a senior Russian general on a street in Moscow. The suspect has been identified as a 29-year-old Uzbekistan citizen who has confessed to being personally recruited by Ukraine to carry out the attack on Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov. Kirillov, the chief of the military's nuclear, biological, and chemical protection forces, was killed when a remote-controlled bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment building was detonated. His assistant was also killed in the blast. Kirillov's death came a day after Ukraine Security Service, or SBU, opened a criminal investigation against him, accusing him of directing the use of banned chemical weapons during Russia's nearly three-year-old invasion of Ukraine. An SBU official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, confirmed the agency was behind the attack. An international war crimes prosecutor said Tuesday that evidence emerging from mass grave sites in Syria has exposed a state-run machinery of death under deposed President Bashar al-Assad. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Stephen Rapp visited two mass grave sites in the country. Rapp said he estimates more than 100,000 people were tortured and murdered since 2013. The International Commission on Missing Persons separately said it had received data indicating there may be as many as 66 as of yet unverified mass grave sites in Syria. Rapp led prosecutions at the Rwanda and Sierra Leone war crimes tribunals. He told Reuters that in Syria, quote, thousands of people were working in this system of killing, and that nothing has been seen like this since the Nazis.